government shakeup in Ukraine. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. Several senior Ukrainian officials, including frontline governors, caught up in a corruption scandal.
Several top members of staff in the administration walked off the job without an explanation, including the deputy head of the presidential office. The government has also dismissed about a dozen senior officials within the last days, including one official who was accused of very severe levels of bribery when it comes to some of the infrastructure contracts to rebuild parts of the city. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky responding to all of this, vowing to crack down on any form of bribery.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. This is the Pentagon is not confirming reports the U.S. is poised to send tanks to aid Ukrainian forces in its war with Russia.
Like anything that we're providing to Ukraine, we want to ensure that they have the ability to maintain it, sustain it, to train on it.
Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder. Germany is expected to approve Poland's request to transfer German-made tanks to Ukraine later this week. Classified documents now found at the home of former Vice President Mike Pence.
About a dozen classified documents were found inside Pence's Indiana home last week, and both the Justice Department and FBI are reviewing that material. Part of the review includes finding out how and why those documents made it to Indiana.
Fox's David Spunt. Pence's lawyer told the National Archives in a letter last week that Pence was unaware of the existence of sensitive or classified documents at his personal residence and stands ready to cooperate with any appropriate inquiry. Seven-time All-Star third baseman Scott Rolen, who's played for the Cardinals, Phillies, Blue Jays, and the Reds, has been elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame, appearing on 297 of 389 ballots cast by the Baseball Writers Association. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
News. Jacinda Ardern has made her final appearance as Prime Minister of New Zealand.
To her many fans, Jacinda Ardern is a feminist icon, a champion of the centre-left, and a beacon for compassionate leadership. Her critics say she created division with pandemic restrictions and failed to meet even basic policy ambitions. Days after Ardern's shock resignation, she said goodbye at an Indigenous Maori religious site.
I've experienced such love, compassion, empathy and kindness when I've been this job.
Jacinda Ardern's successor as Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, has a tough job. His party lags in the polls with an election just months away. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A new study could give some people more incentive to lose weight.
Middle-aged people who carry extra weight, especially around their waists, are more at risk of being frail in older age, according to a long-running Norwegian study with more than 4,500 participants. The two-decade-long research found those whose waistlines expanded most were 57% more likely than those with a normal waistline to show later physical decline, which includes having poor grip strength, slower walking speed, being more exhausted overall, and having low physical activity.
Fox's Lillian Wu. The results are in after a Rhode Island girl wrote to her local police department asking them to check a partially eaten cookie and carrot she left out for Santa on Christmas Eve. She looked to prove that Santa is real. The State Department of Health says it wasn't able to definitely confirm or refute the presence of Santa. The department says it found no complete matches to anyone in its combined DNA index system, but said there is a partial match to a 1947 case centered around 34th Street in New York City, referring, of course, to the movie Miracle on 34th Street, adding it would need more DNA samples. The labs also said it did find DNA matching reindeer. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.